Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and we welcome in on a Friday at 11 o'clock. It just happens to be a victory football Friday. We welcome in one, Brandon K. Scott.
Hey, and the time is I would say, impeccable. A lot of times on a Friday, we're kind of in that anticipation mode.
Yeah,
we're waiting, kind of projecting to see what's going to happen on a Sunday, and now we get to react. So it's a pretty good Friday to be in with y'all.
How fun is this?
Man, like... So I watched the game from the suite yesterday just because I wanted to take it in.
I was like, man, I don't see you.
Something about it being a night game. I just said that. I just wanted to be. I wanted to have a beer in my hand. If something crazy happened, I wanted to be able to react. Y'all understand the protocols and the rules of the press box.
I hate the press box, man.
I didn't want to do that last night. I wanted to just be a normal, regular person. So
you
I went
me
to
both.
The suite.
You and me both.
And man, it was just so much. Even the lows, like the ups and downs and the highs and lows, and I'm sure we'll get into this in some of the thoughts later, but like the different moments where, and we had a caller earlier talking about being a tortured Houston sports fan. Mm-hmm. There were so many moments in this game where it was like, oh, that's why we can't have nice things. Mm-hmm. That's why we can't win nothing. And then they would just respond. They would just keep playing. They would play through it, play the next play, make the next play, and it was just really good to see. On top of the fact that we're seeing the most dominant defense that I think we've seen in Houston possibly ever.
I agree.
Bayou City Bad Boys
is not bad.
Hitting you on,
I thought we were going with Swarm City.
I like Swarm City.
We're just like, don't make this too hard.
Yeah.
Some people are like, don't even do it. Don't even go that, just the Swarm.
See, yeah. I think City spices up Swarm a little bit because I don't hate Swarm, mm-hmm. but Swarm is a little, it leaves a little bit to be desired for me just by itself. You add City to it, and I know City is a little bit overdone these days too, mm-hmm. but Swarm City works for me. Yeah. But what was it? Bayou City what? I like that.
Bayou City Bad Boys.
I don't hate that at all.
Swarm of Terror defense.
Yeah. Swarm of Terror.
Somebody said Los Toros Locos.
Hey, let's go.
I knew he was going to enjoy that.
That's
off the strike that we talked about.
Did y'all hear the mariachi last night? They were
kind of killing it.
They were so good. I was mad because there were people like getting out of their seats, not really appreciating. I'm
everything.
Like, hey, man, sit the hell down.
That brother took that mic, was like, oh.
What's wrong with these people?
Reggie can attest, I stop everything.
Every week.
I stop everything.
They were so good.
And I'm just thinking, if I was somebody that, like one of the opposing fans mm-hmm. that came into NRG and saw that, I'm like, man, they killing it with man. They got their own mighty fan.
They had the vibes going on top of the win, which we're going to talk about, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like the red uniforms, the saxophone playing the national anthem, which to me is the best way to do the national anthem is with the saxophone.
He smoked that one, man.
He did that, and then you got the mariachis out there. I'm like, let's go. And then they go out there and win the game? Yeah, Lopez, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about more football. It's around the NFL here, and Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming now on Paramount Plus is Landman. It's from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Figgy Fig. Will attest to it if you believe in his taste and desires. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is in it, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott. That's Landman. That's the name of the show. All you got to do, hop on Paramount Plus. It's only on Paramount Plus. Make sure that you watch that. In watching the game, I don't know, did you guys see this? I'm interested. Did this show up on the broadcast? Let me know, 713-572-4610. There was a lot of injuries in this one. The Bills like had a lot of dudes down, brought out of the game, and I wondered how much of that was just the bullying, imposing nature of the Texans' defense, but also how much of it was short week, travel, how much of that got down to them. But then I also was like, maybe it is short week, because there was also a referee injured in this game.
Oh, yeah.
So who was I sitting next to? I think it was Patrick with Sarah. Sarah's significant other.
Yeah,
so he showed it to me because we're sitting there in the suite and he's like, hey, did you see this? It looks like a referee tore his ACL in the end zone. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
so I see him kind of not carded, but they're helping him, you know, arm over the shoulder.
They carded him.
Ultimately, he did get
carded. Yeah, so I mean, just like straight off the field, you know, he does the one hit, the one leg hop with the arms around two guys. Yeah. Really rough.
I did find it interesting because the 7-year referee, Adrian Hill is his name. He was injured in the third quarter of this game. He was in the end zone during a kickoff, reached for his leg as he started to run. So non-contact injury, which we always know is the worst.
Yeah, man, that's tough.
Yeah, it's going to be
was it Achilles?
It looked like an ACL.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounded like they were saying ACL last night.
That was what I believe that I saw. Yeah, we'll wait for the injury report for the ref, and we'll get – sorry to make jokes about
everybody
it.
Everybody's getting doubtful. Hurt.
Let's see if he has a designation for next week.
Everybody's getting hurt in that game, man.
He might go on IR, if we're going to be honest. Yeah. We got to be real careful.
That's what happened when you come in Swarm City.
I see what you did there.
Pupless.
Put him on physically unable to perform list. It's not funny, but it is funny. I feel bad.
And also true.
For Mr. Hill.
Ask Nico Ryans about it.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize, though, was I would have been.
Roger Goodell's going to say, you guys good?
We'll let you know when Hill's ready to go.
What's your question? I'm trying to create a narrative. Y'all the ones must be out here with
you
the negative story.
People always trying to get the story out quick.
Goodell's going to be hot.
I was always under the impression that there was like a backup referee. You realize that what they did was they just went to a
umpire.
Yeah, the umpire just had to watch the offensive side on his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you don't anticipate, even if a referee gets maybe hit or dinged up, you don't anticipate that they're going to be pupped. You know what I mean?
You will hear about old Roy Ellison in passing thoughts.
Roy Ellison, who was the umpire who replaced him. Yeah, I found that interesting, though, because like, is it basketball where there's always an additional ref?
Yeah.
So that, and even in basketball, there's metrics for, I at least I'm more familiar with the mechanisms that goes from a 3-man crew to a 2-man crew.
Right.
I had never considered the idea of going from, I don't even know how many man crew is it, what, like a
5-man
crew on the field to a 4-man crew in a football game. And I do not envy Roy Ellison one bit, because I can't imagine trying to watch everything that's happening on the offensive line and in the backfield by yourself. Good call. Or actually on the backside of it, right? On the defensive backfield by yourself, I can't imagine.
I would say tougher job than being the backup quarterback. Like at least you play quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you're you don't do this at all, really. And you're not expecting to do it. So, you know, I don't envy him either.
Yeah, so that was a weird little nuance in this game. And sorry to break a stride here, but I'm just going to go. I mean, it's a football Friday. I'm just going stream of consciousness. 713 did something to me here on the text line.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Swarmageddon.
Swarmageddon. That's punny.
That's good.
Swarmageddon.
I don't know if it's the answer, but it feels like something.
There's something there.
Just put it on the front page of the newspaper, man. It'll take off.
So I think we can have multiple names. Like, I don't think we should have too many. But if we want to just do swarm puns, that's not too bad at all. Because to me, Swarmageddon is a little bit more insular. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more of an inside joke. You have to really understand the whole swarm thing.
Yeah.
Whereas you could just say Swarm City and associate it with the city, and then just and just kind of tell people, that's kind of our
Swarm
thing.
Town.
Swarmageddon is like, hey, what are y'all doing there? But
Swarmageddon sounds like somebody is descending upon you.
Yeah. How about the playoff of H-Town, Swarm Town?
Swarm Town?
Mm-hmm.
That's similar to Swarm City.
Yeah.
Swarm Town, Swarm City.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
Not mad at those. Swarmageddon, I like.
I saw it and I was like, ooh, that's interesting.
I like Swarmageddon.
Now, something that happened with the Swarm Nomenon. Okay, we're doing a lot of things there. All right. How about this, though?
Swarm Nomenon.
We could talk about the good, and there's a lot of good in this game. And I imagine that this is not entirely unintentional. The lots of good in this game kind of felt like it was a big old blanket on what ended up being a news dump on a Thursday.
Yeah, it was.
That is easy to already forget.
Yeah.
Which is Dameon Pierce and his tenure with the Texans has concluded. He was released outright. Like, he was just waived before, like a few hours before game time yesterday. And I found that to be really tough to swallow.
Yeah, well, I mean, tough to swallow, but also the only surprising part about it was that it took this long for it to happen. Yeah. I mean, if you just kind of go look at his game log, the guy's got like four carries and four returns. He's touched the ball eight times.
Yeah.
Eight times, and they had played 10 games up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about kind of a constant dissension, if you will, from where he was this rookie year to where he was the next couple of years. Of course, there were some injuries that factored into that, but he never quite caught on. The scheme fit wasn't right when Bobby Slowick was here. And I think it was John Harris talking about this on the pregame show yesterday, just mentioning, like, after the whole scheme fit thing, it seemed like it kind of carried over into a confidence issue.
Or his play, yeah.
Yeah, a confidence issue, and, like, he didn't see it the same. He didn't react to it the same. Mm-hmm. Like, when he'd get the ball, he wouldn't hit the hole with that same sort of force and aggression that we became used to his rookie year. So, yeah, the only surprising part about it was really that it took as long as it did and that it would happen the night before your primetime game on Thursday night.
Yeah, the thing that got me, I think the why now was always the big question.
That happened.
Don't do this to Andre. Andre, I want you to understand, I'm on your side right now. This is nasty.
Salute
business.
To Andre, man. I saw him yesterday. I almost brought it up. Like, man, sorry
what,
about
so
your man.
Choke you out?
I was going to say, sorry about your man, Damian Pierce, man.
And see, it's funny, we're making fun of Andre here, but he's not even the first person. I think about so many people who at the time, if you remember, so the draft after Damian Pierce, after his rookie year, is the Bijan Robinson draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is before I knew that they were thinking about trading for Will Anderson. That wasn't really on my radar.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, if you could get you a quarterback and Bijan Robinson, that's going to be cold. And I had people talking about, well, why
we
would
got
you,
Damian Pierce.
Why would you waste a first-round pick on a running back?
We got Bijan Robinson
Damian
at
Pierce.
Home.
And I was like, yo.
Yeah. Well,
stop it.
The thing is, and we were texting.
You got food at the house.
No, McDonald's do not. That's ramen, and this is Outback.
For real.
We were texting, and I forget, you know, how I came across it, but you know, we were mentioned. Did you send it? Somebody said. Anyway,
I don't know what I send.
Anyway,
I'll be sending stuff.
I could just see Nick working, man. You know,
without like, question.
Hey, when do you want to announce this? How about 4 hours before kickoff?
Hey, look.
But that was the part that made it kind of tough for me because I go, okay, so why did you wait to this point? And I feel like it was probably they were trying to trade. Yeah. I think it was Jonathan Alexander that was tweeting about it that teams knew that he was ultimately going to get released and they weren't going to give him anything. And I was just like, that's probably an indication that you had held on too long. You probably needed to either take whatever you could get, although I don't know that there was anything to get. But I think you probably needed to acknowledge this earlier.
But you know what?
Earlier.
You know what, B. Scott? And you're in the newspaper business. Some might say even better off than other people who've been in the newspaper business.
I might say.
Funny enough.
It worked. The news dump worked.
Yeah,
like this is the only conversation we're going to have about Damian Pierce for the next several months.
Because because the swarm sent the swarm troopers came to town, baby.
It was because of Swarmageddon.
Swarmageddon happened.
It worked. So the news dump worked.
And I also think that they could have like plausible justification for it because they did have to make real roster moves, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that they released Damian Pierce in a vacuum. They also had to bring up defensive backs, and so they can just say, hey, we can just mesh this in with these regular.
Did you see the release? It was like, we signed this dude.
He's at the bottom.
This dude. And oh, by the way. They didn't say oh, by the way, but it was like, oh, by the way. Yeah, we waved Damian Pierce.
Yeah, we brought up a Johnny Carter.
H-Town, North Shore.
Welcome to H-U-H crew. Yeah,
shout out to the East Side.
Welcome to H-Town, Johnny.
But could you have imagined?
And oh, by the way.
Could you have imagined?
Yes.
After Damian Pierce's rookie year, that he would have been dropped a couple of years later from the roster in favor of the likes of Johnny Carter and Jalen Mills and Jackson Woodard and Damon Arnett and and these roster moves that are for the most part incremental in nature but also necessary to kind of make things balance out. And it's just like, well, how do we make this work? Or we can get rid of this guy who doesn't really return, doesn't really run the ball, he's just kind of on the team.
Man.
Rough.
I'll be interested to see where he lands next. Damian Pierce.
He could still be a decent player.
I think he has the possibility of being a solid number two running back, but it has to be the right scheme.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and that was always going to be the tough part is that it just felt like that. Even now, where we go Patriots, like they're still running an inside zone scheme a lot of times. So he still would need to read and react in a way that it felt like he wasn't doing that well, where if more of a gap scheme type thing, he can hit that hole hard in the way that he did in that rookie year. Mm-hmm. I feel like if he finds that spot, you can have a little bit of resurgence, but it really does suck that his career has gone the way that
it has. Yeah, but he needs to go back and watch his tape from his rookie year. If assuming that he's still physically capable of doing the things that he did his rookie year, he needs to go back and watch how he ran back then versus how he runs now. Because I was going to say he needs not only the scheme to be right, but almost for the offensive line to be perfect.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case his rookie year. Like, the scheme fit him better, but the offensive line wasn't that great. He was just hitting the hole, breaking tackles, and running like a menace, and he just doesn't do that anymore.
And last thought on this anyway from me, how happy is Nick Kassaire that he drafted Derek Stingley and Jalen Petrie in that draft? Because the other four picks in the first four rounds, Kenyon Green, John Mechie, Christian Harris, and Damian Pierce.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's crazy is a lot of those looked really good for the
It was really good the first year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would even argue that even though those picks are not working now, mm-hmm. and those guys are not really factors for them now, obviously the guys who aren't on the team anymore.
Yeah.
And I guess only Christian Harris is only on the team at this point.
Brother got three tackles.
He is nominally on the team.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Only like nominally on the team.
Yeah.
But all of those guys contributed at some point to the team. Like, if you say you only got 1 year out of any of them,
mm-hmm.
or, like, I guess except for Kenyon Green, and I guess John Mechie was also a disappointment, but he had his own kind of story.
Yeah.
I almost put him to the side. I think for the most part, like, even in retrospect, those picks made sense and worked out to a certain degree until they didn't.
Six players in the first four rounds and really just got Derek Stingley and Jalen Petrie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's. Yeah.
But also, to be fair, I think if you went and looked at a lot of teams' drafts, you would see that happen more often than not. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's always worth acknowledging that drafting is kind of a hit-miss proposition.
Yeah. I would look at him more from the totality, like starting with that draft mm-hmm. and then into the most recent one, but really going back to last year where you go from the Derek Stingley and Jalen Petrie, and then obviously the C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, the mm-hmm. move to go up and get Will Anderson, right? Mm-hmm. And then you come back, jump out of the first round. Everybody hates you for it, but what did you get? Kamari Lassiter. You get Kalen Bullock. Can we mention Kalen Bullock
for a second,
right? You know, so like those guys over time, like I think you've done a good job, mm-hmm. you know, cumulatively as opposed to just that one draft isolated.
This was a very navel-gazy around the NFL because mm-hmm. we went around NRG Stadium real quick in order to meet the mantra of what this segment is. Who are you rooting for this weekend? Now that you can watch football all the way around nicely in this biggest game of the weekend, I imagine Colts Chiefs. Who are we rooting for collectively?
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Colts at this point because I feel like that wild card is more attainable, and so like I'm not really rooting for the Colts because I hate them. But in this game,
this week you are
under the circumstances that we're talking about, rooting for the Colts. I don't think you can lose though, because even if the Colts lose, right, you still have now they're two games ahead of you and you got two games against them.
Yeah,
sure.
So like I don't think you can actually lose either way. But I'm rooting for the Colts.
You in the same bucket?
Yes, 100%.
That's interesting. All right, we'll have. And then I just wanted to remind you, if you are a sadistic human being, you'll have an opportunity to watch this weekend, the Seattle Seahawks, one of the best teams in football, versus the Tennessee Titans.
Have fun with that.
Yeah. If you are a hater like John Lopez, that's going to be one on the watch. We'll draft the weekend later. I know John Lopez will be watching for that one. All right, but you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We got B. Scott in the building. It's time to get B. Scott's thoughts, and we will do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yo. And yes, indeed. It's time for the man, Brandon, Kyle Scott, B. Scott from Hiram Clark. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud.
Not as proud as I am.
I was so close, though, too.
I had my head turned. Were you about to?
I heard the hard count, and I almost jumped, but I stayed on side, baby. I stayed on side. And with that, let's go ahead and see what the play looked like as the ball goes to B. Scott. What's your thoughts?
So I want to go back to this concept of do you believe, because I think it goes in line with my thoughts. This was the game, okay, last night's game against the Bills was the game where I was finally able to shift the way that I look, view, discuss the Texans. Like, in terms of taking them seriously, which, to be fair, I think I was doing early on in the season, even when they were 0-1, 0-2. I think I kind of got off a little bit after the 0-3, like that game against Jacksonville really kind of let me down in a way where I was like, okay, this isn't a serious outfit right now. We cannot take them seriously. And ever since then, win or lose, I've struggled to take the team seriously until now. Like, last night was the blueprint for how this team can be successful, how this team can beat other good teams. That was also a criticism, right? They would only beat either bad teams, teams you didn't believe in, or teams that were incredibly injured, right? In the case of the Ravens, of course, the 49ers, who look like they're a decent team, but and play well injured, but didn't play well injured against the Texans. So you always could do the but, right? You did this to start the show, right? Can we stop with the but?
Well, they gave us an opportunity.
Well, let me oblige you, Lopez. Yes, I can. After last night, I can stop with the but. And I'll even go further and allow me to play a little bit of semantics with you, a little bit with your but, and kind of even disagree a little bit and say the other way. They're the opposite of the but. At least last night they were. Like, they could – they were the but, I would say. Like – so you give up a 45-yard James Cook run. Yeah, but you know what? We can respond, and we'll trade field goals, and then we'll go down there, and we'll take the lead eventually, all right? You can give up a 97-yard kickoff return and say, you know what? Yeah, but we'll go down there and engineer our own two-minute drive and take the lead going into halftime, and we're still good. Somewhere within that, you can have two Davis Mills underthrows where he hits the defensive back in the numbers because he didn't get the ball where it was supposed to be. Yeah, but we got more plays. We got players that can execute those plays, right? And then you get into the second half. Let's just fast forward to late in the game. You give up a fourth and forever.
Yeah.
A fourth and forever.
27 to be specific, kids. Fourth and more than a quarter of the football field.
Yeah, I mean, anything past like fourth and 10, fourth and 15, I feel like is inexcusable at that point.
That's what on the broadcast they would call fourth and a mile.
Yeah. And to be fair, it was a hook and ladder. And okay, we get it, right? They clearly weren't ready. Like, they just weren't ready for the play. Maybe you don't excuse them for not being ready for the play.
They were ready for the play.
No. Well, Derek Stingley wasn't.
Derek Stingley made a bad play. We can say this.
Well, but
we can say
that's football. All it takes is one guy.
All pro Sting.
Screw up a play.
When the passes were actually in his general vicinity, there was no catches on him. However, that was a bad play by Stingley. We could say that and I'll be okay.
And even still, they were able to overcome it, able to come up with the defensive plays at the end. Obviously, the Kalen Bullock interception, his second of the night, pretty much seals the deal for the Texans. And so that was my main takeaway from the game was like, they are the but. Something bad. I would say this earlier in the season. Like, I want to see when we can get past the point with this Texans team where it's like, got to be riding down in distance and got to stay on schedule and you can't have penalties and everything's got to be perfect. Everything's got to be right. Now, the good teams can overcome these outliers or these issues whenever they come up of mistakes, mental errors, 97-yard kickoff return. Like, good teams can overcome these types of things against other good teams, and that's exactly what the Texans did last night.
Not that we're always here to deliver a message. You know, the message I want you to take from this, but it really...
My man got a sermon.
For me...
Turn to your neighbor and say...
For me, anyone...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Anyone listening to us, that's why I came out, as you mentioned in the first segment, no more conditions, man.
Yeah.
There has always been, we've been battered and bruised as fans in this town far too often. On this team, with this team, don't put any more conditions with this team, because they can win any game they play. Literally any game.
Yeah, and to the whatever degree there are conditions, right? Like you do the yeah, but, oh, it's a historically great defense. Yeah, but the offense is kind of mid.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Well, but you can do the opposite.
Yeah.
It's a mid to emerging sort of offense, because it is better now than it was before. I think there's no argument against that. It's an improving offense with a historic, yeah, but it's got a historically great defense, yeah. Right? Like I think you can make that argument in the opposite way now based off of how they're playing recently.
Yeah, I'm a little uneasy with just the, you know, no more equivocating, because I'm an equivocating dude at times. But also, like, I think that those conditions were there. But where I will absolutely agree with you is now that they have gotten themselves back to level footing. In fact, above level footing, 6-5. Yeah. The equivocating in an excuse manner is now gone. Like, yeah. you've gotten yourself, you've dug yourself out of a hole, which is something that you've got to credit them with doing. But now the expectations that you started the year with, they're not exactly the same, but the expectations are here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my thoughts are full of yeah, buts, but they're a positive yeah, but. So I'm going the opposite direction here. Sure. You know, I'm not doing the thing that Lopez, you're speaking against. I'm going in a whole nother direction. Mm-hmm. How about the yeah, but of Jaden Higgins? Yeah. Right. Because earlier it was, hey, feed Nico, feed Nico. Y'all need to feed Nico even more. And a lot of that was the greatness of Nico. but it was also what you were lacking elsewhere, not having a whole lot of confidence in what you had outside of Nico. And, of course, Dalton Schultz has had a really good season, but that's not really enough.
Yeah.
Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz is not really enough. Maybe against the Titans, maybe against a hurt Ravens team,
you
know, maybe against the Jaguars at a time or two, but that's not really enough, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if Jaden Higgins, and I keep going back to the Titans game, so the previous game, where on the broadcast, there's a mention, I think Mark Schlereth mentions that Davis Mills called Jaden Higgins a Nico Collins clone, which is something that we've kind of talked about or talked around since he was drafted, and I didn't think was an exact science or like an exact comparison.
They're the same height.
They are the same height. But and he's not a clone.
He's not.
He's not a clone at all.
But what he is
a really good big body receiver. And to that degree, if you want to call him a clone. But I looked at it just a little bit beyond like the literal sense and more of the figurative sense. Like if they like him that much, if they think he's that good, if they think he's that much worth throwing the football to, if you will, which they clearly did because they targeted him quite a bit in this
game.
Nine
targets, only four catches within that.
Yeah.
Which.
Well, and a couple of those were misses.
Yes, a couple of those were misses. I thought this game, and I saw this in real time. You can ask Sean Pendergast. You can ask Patrick Creighton because those are the dudes that were next to me that I was annoying with my thoughts. This felt like a manufactured Jaden Higgins sink or swim game.
Yeah.
Like they were like, and to some degree, Davis Mills, in talking about it on the podium after the game, was saying they were shading that safety to Nico's side. So if that's the case, you go where the opportunity is to Higgins. But I think in some ways this was also sink or swim. We're going to throw you the football. We're going to see if you make plays. Early on, don't get the foot down. All right, young fella, yes, I know that was a tough grab. Drag your toe instead of trying to get that second step, right?
Exactly right.
You mentioned the Davis Mills, you know, throwing those passes short. One of those was to Dalton Schultz on that seam that he just couldn't get it over the defender. That's a problem. Davis, you need to do better. The other one was a corner route to Higgins, and he also needs to do better there. I think that was Higgins' rookie nature. Higgins has a year or two more, I think what Higgins does
is stops a little earlier.
And play through that defender and pick up the DPI. In that instance, he just kind of ran his route. The ball was short. You get nothing as opposed to if you try and play to that ball. And so I think that this game was very much we're going to throw you into the water. You're either going to sink as a dude who gets this kind of volume or you're going to swim. And I think that we saw him I'm sure your babies know how to swim, right? You done thrown them in the pool.
Of course.
You seen them paddle a little bit, and for a moment you're like, "Well, are they going to do it?" Mm-hmm. And it felt like in that game he kind of stabilized himself. So I'm interested in seeing him be what you're kind of talking about. See if he is like a spiritual clone in that. Can you handle that kind of attention in the red zone? It was just like it's all you.
Yeah,
it was all the red zone looks for Higgins.
Yeah, and your sink or swim point is really similar to the because it's like, oh, you know what, sink or swim. You didn't make that catch. You just barely didn't make that play on one of them. He's got to catch one of those where his tail. I said, man, they're literally assed out because his tail hit the white line out of bounds before his foot hit inbounds. Yeah. Right, if you
and
get the foot down before his ass, then it works. You know, the opposite, right?
Because we know, one cheek equals 2 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it does.
Exactly. So it's the but you know what? We're gonna still go to you. We're gonna still go to you, and that's because we're viewing you as that guy who can help us with that coverage dictating, right? Like this, so Nico Collins dictates the coverage. Okay, we still got somewhere to go with the football. We still trust somebody that's one-on-one. It's similar to the Tank Dell effect. He's not a similar player to Tank Dell, obviously. But, and they just to mention, they obviously missed the Tank Dell take the top off of the defense element. But what Jaden Higgins can provide that Tank Dell provides is that hesitation to shade to the other side, that hesitation to double up on another receiver, because this guy can beat pretty much anybody else that you have on your defense one-on-one.
That's what I was going to mention, because Reggie was talking about the red zone. I think he does compare to Tank Dell in terms of third and long, you got to have it. Red zone, you've got an option now. To your point, you got an option now that is a legitimate. There was no real, maybe Dalton Schultz, but there was no real option to Nico for the defense to focus on or for you to try to – to take advantage.
Yeah, yeah. And this is my last thought, okay? Can we give a little bit of love, a little bit of credit to coaching staff and management for what we're seeing? Like, if we're going to be this excited on a football Friday, on a reaction victory football Friday, it's everything. This Friday is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can we give a little bit of credit to, like, on the offensive side, right? You're able to scheme up Christian Kirk wide open in some plays where Christian Kirk doesn't seem nearly as explosive as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you deserve credit for that. We can even go back weeks ago to the Blake Fisher addition to the offense, that extra blocker, and how that's helped them get downhill.
Like the jumbo.
Yeah, I feel like coaching staff deserves some level of credit for that. The offensive line, may we not ever have another conversation this season about who's going to play. We can talk about the offensive line.
Please.
And how they play or how they don't, good or bad.
We have five. We got the five.
But can we not have another discussion on this radio station, on the internet, or anywhere in public about who's playing on the offensive line on a given
week? Would you agree?
Finally.
Let's go. That's the five until barring injury.
I agree, and I want to give them credit for finally finding it, even though it took 11 weeks to do so. Okay, so there is that. And then on the defensive side, you got Matt Burke calling plays for the first time with the best defense in the league. And you can see like some of his fingerprints, I think, all over it as well. In addition to, obviously, it's made in D'Amico Ryans' image. But I think all of these guys deserve some credit, man.
Without question. Without question. I'm glad that you brought that up. It's one of the reasons why we love having B. Scott's thoughts. And, man, we might need to do some more B. Scott's thoughts after games. This is fun.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too, man.
There he goes. Brandon K. Scott is sitting in with us for the entirety of the hour. And those were his thoughts. Of course, you'll get more thoughts coming up next, where you got to understand, we're all hyped on the Texans getting probably their biggest win of the season. But elsewhere in Houston, you probably have the biggest game of the season to this point tonight for your Houston Rockets. Let's talk about that in What's Poppin' next. All right, let's get into What's Poppin' here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. First and foremost, Texans get a huge victory. If you haven't heard, if you've somehow been living under a rock here in the great city of Houston,
or wherever else,
wherever else you might have been.
I think I'm going to turn on Sports Radio 610 and see what happens.
Did the Texans win?
Hey, man, look.
Hey, don't joke around like this.
Some people got
it. Some people calling in asking what channel the game
is. I get text messages from relatives.
Yeah.
The next day, that will be like, did the Texans win yesterday?
Yes.
I'm like, you text me on the phone, didn't you? Hey, it be some have no apps on your phone?
It be some people that call in like, what was the score from the game last night?
What?
I'm like, are you serious?
That's easier to find today than literally it ever has been in the history of the world.
Except I appreciate anybody that takes the time to listen to In the Loop or Sports Radio 610 to find out some news about the sports.
Keep listening. Let me not tell
Matter
them.
Matter of fact, if you got any questions, just call in.
Hey, it's just the Odyssey app. It's literally the only app in the App Store.
There we go.
I'm a good company.
And YouTube.
Man. Actually, but here's the thing. You can take us wherever you go, and it don't got to be the Odyssey app. Listen to the Odyssey app. That's always there for you. We on iHeartRadio. We on TuneIn. You can open up that YouTube. See us on Sports Radio 610 there. If you got Twitch, it'll be up there too.
You got a smart 610 speaker?
610 Houston. Smart speaker. Tell it to turn on Sports Radio 610. There's a lot of ways to rock with us, and we appreciate all the ways.
Hell, if you want to know the weather, just call 713-572-4610, man.
It better be Figgy answering that phone, though. Your T-Mail answer this.
Hey, I'll put you on the airwaves.
Man. Hey, but look, all of us got the weather app. Yeah. Go ahead, call up here. You want to know the weather?
Hey,
I'll look it up for you real quick.
You know, if you want to know the weather, ask a fisherman. He always knows what the weather is.
That part too.
713-572-4610.
I'll tell you the wind.
Lopez will go outside, put his finger in there.
No, I got it. I'll tell you the tide.
Blowing from the southeast.
I'll tell you what the tide is doing in Galveston.
Lopez got a compass in his pocket. Let me tell you about it.
Oh, yeah. Thursday night football.
Going south.
Thursday night football. It was Bills at Texans, and the Texans get a victory.
Okay.
On this victory football Friday, 23-19.
Yeah.
Three turnovers. All of them generated in part by Kalen Bullock. The first one, actually, got to give some Azeez Al-Shaair love for constantly being with his hands in the air and getting up and touching. He touched this one. He almost knocked one down last week versus the Titans, and then he did knock one down versus the Jags.
Quietly having a really good season.
Very good.
I said earlier.
In coverage.
Yes. In fact, let me ask you this. I said this. I know we got a lot to cover here.
Well, especially because the thing that I actually needed to get to.
In what's popping. But I said this earlier. Tell me you agree, disagree, whatever. I think they have three, as of today, if you had the vote today, I think they have three lock all-pro players.
Okay.
Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and Derek Stingley Jr.
If we're adding all-pro two, the problem is getting two dudes in the same position is hard.
I think they have three locks.
Good. Will Anderson,
today.
Give them to me again. Will Anderson.
Danielle Hunter and Derek Stingley.
Well, that's the thing is, it's not AFC. It's NFL when you talk about all-pro.
But what I'm saying is like, you know, first or second team, whatever. They got three lock all-pros.
Yeah, I feel like Will Anderson is the one lock.
Derek Stingley's a lock.
I like the case for the other guys, though.
I don't
think there's another corner that's better than Derek Stingley. So I would go.
And Sertan would be the argument, and he's missed
been hurt
a bit of time.
So,
and I think they have maybe five, maybe more Pro Bowlers, which is, I'm talking about like voted in, not the,
yeah.
you know, not the subs.
I can get with it.
The third team.
The lock is going a little far for me, but I can get with it though.
Lassiter, Petrie, Rankins, Bullock, and maybe Alshire.
Yeah, see, I feel like
Rankins will have a hard time.
See, I feel
I
like
don't know, man.
I feel like outside
last night did a lot for the public relations
six,
of it all.
Six players yes. were sacks, mind you, right? Yeah. Figgy, I was thinking about you actually as this was happening. I was like, they gave us the Tennessee game a week late.
Yeah. yeah.
You had eight sacks with early. Six different
yeah.
players.
Yeah, because the Tennessee game, I did call it, I think I was in on Friday with Ron. I said, this should be a stat game for the defense.
Yeah.
Should be a stat game. That game wasn't. This game was. I mean, Henry tore out there sacking boys.
Yeah.
Like, it
on
was.
A blitz.
Henry was pretty good in this
yeah. game. Yeah, he was. Henry's, like, quiet as kept the linebackers, right? Henry Toa, and obviously he's missed a tackle or
Speed.
Two, right? EJ Speed.
Yeah.
And Azeez Alshire. That was one of the preseason narratives and conversations that you just kind of have to have in the preseason, but you don't know how it's going to actually play once you get into the season, about him being better in coverage, mm-hmm. as you just mentioned, Reggie. Like, him being better in coverage was something that was talked about a little bit in the preseason, how he needed to be better and how he recognized it himself. It wasn't just an outside critique. It was a self-critique and something that he worked on, and you can see that out there. He, like, quiet as kept, he's having a really good season.
Like I said, I, a little bit of a tangent, but I was curious what you were thinking of that. I mean, they both have double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right. I mean, there's just a lot of good edge rushers yeah. in the league.
All right. I did the thing where I took the bait, and we just kept following.
We did.
They did their thing yesterday. Big game, huge win, maybe the most, probably the most important of the season. They're at 6-5. The Rockets now have the opportunity to do something similar and get their biggest win of the season. Biggest game to this point is tonight. I've been looking forward to it for 2 weeks.
Huh.
NBA Cup game number 3 for them in this group play.
Yeah.
And it's they welcome in the Denver Nuggets on, speaking of taking people to hell, that's how it looks like on that red court.
Yeah.
And they will have an opportunity against a team that feels like bizarro world Houston Rockets in the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, man, I'll be in the building. My first look in person at the red court, at them taking folks to hell. And this will be kind of similar to the Texans conversation, how I said last night allowed me to change the way that I talk about them and the mm-hmm. way that I view them. I already view the Rockets in about as positive of a light, even with my gripes with some of the things that they do,
mm-hmm.
I already view them in as positive of a light as I feel like I possibly could, except for I still put them behind OKC and Denver when people ask me.
Correct.
Like we were just at a media availability a week or so ago with Texans, and DJ Bieniemy was just asking me and kind of in conversation off to the side, hey, man, what you think about the Rockets?
Yeah.
Right? Just, you know, just asking. I said, well, yeah, I think they're the third best team in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And I've that's, been, that's and popular thought process against NBA minds.
And it's yeah. been popular, I think, for a little while. That was a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So is this going to be the night where I start to bend on that a little bit and say, and look, it would just be one game one way or another, but do they show me something? Do they do something in this game, handle this opponent in such a way that makes me think, oh, you know what? They're top three and not three. You know, they're top two and can really mess with one when it comes down to it, because we've seen them do it. So yeah, this is a huge game for the Rockets.
They're kind of mirror images of each other, and you want to see, because just in terms of points allowed, they're almost like right next to each other in both of that.
How their offense
rebounding,
is initiated,
how,
or their initiator
say,
of their offense.
Jokic and Şengün. Jokic was talking the other day about, you know, I don't really want to be compared to him because he's that good, and I'm paraphrasing. He said he's his own player.
Yeah.
Like but I really feel like that. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the impact of last night's game, you know, with the Texans, but I think it's certainly the gauge. It's certainly the gauge. Can you beat that team seven times, four
yeah.
times out of seven?
Yeah, it's nowhere near yeah. the impact, but just yeah. in terms of the outlook.
Aren't they the top two scoring teams in the
league? And the view of the team, yeah. Well, I know
yeah.
for sure. I mean, the Rockets have been the best
yeah.
for
offensive rating wise.
Yeah,
give me 1 second. I know I keep this stats
yeah,
page.
I normally have that tab.
I think they're 1-2.
I do the yeah. thing to, like, as a stress reliever, I will, like, just close all my tabs. But that's usually one of the ones that I have
that.
Open.
Yeah. I'm a sick human. Well, actually, I do that, but it's not a stress reliever. Well, it's a stress reliever in one way. On my PC.
Yeah.
Because my
yeah.
PC's like, oh, it's slowing down. I probably need to calm yeah. down with all these tabs.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll have like brain overload tab
yeah.
overload. Now I'll
Denver
just
Nuggets,
let them go.
Denver Nuggets, 124.6
points
Rockets,
per game.
So it's
Rockets
literally the best offenses in basketball.
Yes,
two
it is
best
the,
offenses in basketball.
By offensive rating and probably the two best, or sorry, the second and third best net ratings.
Yeah.
As well. Like, mm-hmm. these are mirror images teams, both in the way that they initiate, that they're similar depth-wise, because the Nuggets, one of the things that they had last year was that they were shallow. They've
yeah.
added to their depth. I think that this is going to be a very interesting thing. I've been looking for teams to poke at the Rockets and test certain things, I think this is a fantastic test.
And just by the way, team defense, Rockets fifth, Nuggets sixth.
Right.
I mean, they're just they're looking at each other.
Those are a world.
They are what we say they are. Yeah. Like literally those teams. I'll say this about what I like about the Rockets right now and what I want to see get better. Okay, specifically the fact that they have reliable closers. Like they can obviously blow out a team because they're good enough. They're talented enough. They get off to these runs. They can sustain runs. They can come back. Like mm-hmm. they can blow a team out. But when it's nut cutting time, when it's like the nitty gritty, they got not one but two closers. We've seen that as of late now mm-hmm. between Alperen Şengün and Kevin Durant.
Right.
Whether they're having a good game that specific night or not, they're able to be reliable closing options for you. So you've got that going for you. The thing that's worrying me a little bit that I want to see pick up a little bit is the play of Amen Thompson.
Agreed.
Like I don't feel like Amen is playing up to a standard or expectation mm-hmm. either for himself or others at this point.
Yeah.
And so I want to see him. I don't know if it's that he needs to slow it down or if he's in his head or exactly what it is. He's not finishing around the rim that you would in a way that you, he's still getting downhill, but he's not finishing at the rim the way that you would expect. I'm not as much in love with the confidence in his jump shot that he has as I was earlier in the season because he just ain't making it. So I want him to stop taking it now. All of a sudden, I feel like a flip-flopper for that, but that's just how I feel. And so I need him to be better overall.
Not a flip-flopper, more information.
Yeah, no.
Also, never wrong, just early. honestly, I'm with you, and the thing that's a little disconcerting for me with Amen is also that early on, we hypothesized, well, the additional new role that he has might be stressing him out. I'm getting beyond that point, and it feels like it is kind of somewhat mental. So he's going to need to find a way to level that out. The beautiful thing on a win-loss type tip is that you look at this team and you go, that's not affecting the way the game ultimately finish out. However, for him and his development, as he's one of your more important players, let's get that right, big dog. Let's get that right.
Yeah, and then on that point, that's where the addition of Kevin Durant and the continued improvement of one Alperen Şengün is just so huge, right? He gets to be the third best player on the team and it not really be a question. Like those other two guys are frontline superstars in this league at this point, and he gets to kind of figure it out, and winning buys you time. And so they get to win in the process, but you definitely want to see that pick up.
I just want to say two words, Aaron Gordon. I'm interested in Aaron Gordon and what he does to this team.
Yeah.
And how they handle it. It's going to be very fun. Our guy B. Scott will be in the building.
Yeah, can't
so
wait.
Make sure that you keep up with whatever he does. Generally, you should, because, I mean, you heard the last hour. It's fantastic, and we always appreciate you doing that.
Appreciate it.
I feel like I need to say this right here, though. Somebody texted in and was like, man, OG got to tell Reggie about himself. I know who OG is. I know that he's a fantastic writer. I've read at least one of his books now, and I will be reading more.
I had no idea.
We joking. I was over here joking, but you know what? I know I got to put some respect on
his
name.
He's out of town.
Outwardly. So I want to make sure that people know.
I was laughing harder than anybody.
He's a fantastic writer.
That is not just some random Mexican dude sitting over here.
I have enjoyed the hell out of his work in the early courses of reading it, and I will read more of John Lopez's
work. Juan Felipe, a writer.
That's right.
So he's out of town.
I want y'all to know, the disrespect was just jokes. It was not pure disrespect, but I feel like I should say it out loud.
I was laughing harder
imagine that texter on the phone, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you put some respect on that man's name.
Do you know what he used to do?
No, defend the OG.
Reggie,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Did you know he used to work for the Chronicle?
One of the greatest of all time, I've heard. That's what I've heard. And another great of all time, our guy.
Get out of here. Did you know he wrote some books?
I read at least one of them.
Oh, good for you. Which one did you read?
Taking Flak.
Oh, nice.
And I will read more here.
I'm waiting on that movie you producing,
hey,
man.
Hey.
Should I dump that?
No.
Okay. All right.
The reports are out there. Nothing's official.
We are all having fun, as you can tell. And you know what? What makes it easy to have fun? A big Thursday night victory for your Houston Texans. Again, appreciate B. Scott for giving us some time on a Friday as we continue on a Victory Football Friday. Coming up next, let's salute some people that did some good things in this game. You want to do a little hoop, John Lopez?
Let's do it.
Let's do a little hoo-hoo. Let's talk about the good performances, great performances even in this game. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.